about it. With such strange emotion, standing there beside it. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. Home, there's moonlight on the river, everybody dies.
That again right there, Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco off his 2016 album. This I actually had the pleasure of getting to see that show and that tour when it came here for the record. It was a crazy, wild, out-of-control show from what I remember. I think the first thing that Mac got, and he was incredibly drunk, and then at some point he pissed himself, and then he also was doing some crowd surfing, but he had a big kind of like bucket device that he sat himself in. So wild, found one of his bandmates slipped at some point and broke his nose or broke his front teeth, but honestly, I couldn't tell if as an audience member it was fake blood or what it really and obviously for this song here, Moonlight on the River, it was actually probably the highlight of the concert as he extended it out to like, I think like a pure guitar against his amp and then eventually, you know, breaking the amp like rock stars do, really solidified that concert as being deep in my memory and like something kind of like, I guess, I don't know, like important to me in my development. It showed me what an artist could do on a stage. And I really enjoyed that. I hadn't really seen any show like that before. There had been pretty, and I'd seen Mac DeMarco before. And honestly, he was way tamer the first time. That was for the Salad Days tour. Anyway, gonna get into this next track. Played a bit of this band last week. They go by the name Luge. They're out of Toronto. Like all this rock and roll, punky noise rock, maybe like pure Ubu, and they got like a bit of a sardonic edge to them. This is one track I didn't get to play last week. It goes by the name I'll Be Lucky. And again, the record is called I Love It Here, I Live Here. Thank you.
Seems like only yesterday we were dancing, man, weren't we? I never miss your water until it all goes dry. Say play going sideways, 45 days and nights out on that great northern highway, down to town, spent your whole life singing, but you never made a sound. Jack of the trade, king of the road, in the end it's all just rock and roll, searching for something they won't ever forget. Hiding outside, staying dead and fighting it. Getting time to go.
That track right there, Simply Going Sideways by the Lonesome Ace String Band. A little bluegrass out of Toronto right there. I've played some of their record on here before. I think the last song I played, let me make sure so that I'm Country Mile, that last one. Definitely go catch them. I'm sure they'll be playing around. Seem like a band that'll play down at Guilt & Co. I'll keep my eyes out as well and let you know if they are. Gonna be switching up, playing something a bit funky, try and wake you up. This one here, Bad Time, by a Chicago group called Alkaline Trio.
It's a bad time, but I can solve. many times I heard gunfire in the dead of the mess I had from a drive-by. Told you it's a bad time, but I can talk. No, I really wanna talk to you. I'm being stalked by that royalty, and me and Bobby just ain't true.
Volunteering at CJSF is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can take it. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts, public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Track right there, Army of the Vain, doom kind of old school industrial, I guess like punk sludgy band out of Montreal. I believe they're put together by two groups. Yeah, Montreal Scums, part of the name of the band. That track, again off the album Before My Eyes, really fantastic if you like that older school style, kind of like get some Ministry in there, like Puppy, Hoover Classics.
If that was too heavy for you, time for a switch up. I'll be playing a bit more of a pop track next. This one here, Palace in My Head, by goes by the name Yako Ainokalevi. That track again right there, Palace in My Head by Yako Ainokalevi, off his album Chaos Magic, came out last year. The female vocalist you heard on there, no clue of any relation with Alejandro Jodorowsky. I hope so. Maybe I'll look into this and I'll let you know after this next track. Next track I'm going to be playing for you, an artist that I've fallen in love with recently. I played one of their tracks last week, Kingdom Come, off their new record Diamond Jubilee. The artist goes by the name Cindy Lee, and boy, am I so regretful for having missed them when they were here at Free Play Angel. Maybe I'll obviously get a chance to see them again, but it would have been really nice to see them in such an intimate scene. Well, this here right, is going to be, the song is called Heavy Metal, but an earlier record, this one from 2020, it's called What Tonight to Eternity, one of their bigger hits, but I really love it, so I'm going to be playing it right here.